Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, November 11th. Today is Veterans Day. I want to say a special thanks to all the veterans out there who have served our country. We certainly appreciate all the sacrifices you've made out there. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2¾ cents, December wheat down 3½ cents, and January beans down 6 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 19 ticks. Crude oil is down 90 cents a barrel. Gold and silver are just a touch lower out here. I think we're seeing just a little bit lower effects. We don't see anything particularly positive out there right now. We've got the funds still long beans. They sold out of some of that on Friday and some of it overnight here. Funds are still heavily long. They're long the beans, short the corn. So they got out of a little bit of the long beans on Friday, and it looks like a little bit last night. As far as the corn goes, they're adding to short positions last night. I think the funds are pretty well entrenched into these short corn positions for the time being. I think they're ultimately wrong, but the funds do what the funds want to do. I would say that in six out of the last 9 years, we've had a tendency to lower these yields by the December report, and I think that will be true. So I think we can see lower numbers out here. But in the meantime, South American weather looks pretty good. We don't see any problems there. The trade talks, I think, are just a waste of time to listen to any of the announcements. Until we have a date and an actual agreement in place, you know, I think it's a bunch of nonsense. One day the president says something positive, the next day it's something negative. One day the Chinese say something positive, and the next day negative. So it's just people messing around with the markets. Somebody's making a fortune off of it. And I think there's just a lot of static in these markets that it's hard to not pay attention to it, but for the time being, I think people are going to be more willing to sell some of the nonsense that we're hearing out here. The beans have been led up by the palm oil. The December bean oil was up another 24 ticks overnight, getting up toward the highs. I don't think it's going to last. And I never trust a bean market being led up by the oil, and I think that's what we're seeing out here. The corn market continues to be under some pressure with the funds short, adding to short positions. We don't see anything particularly positive out here. Exports have been running pretty weak. But we'll get the crop progress tonight. And again, I think we're going to be way behind the eight ball in terms of getting this crop harvested. And one of these days, I think the market will pay attention to that. So I think in the short run today, we can see some lower prices. Hopefully, we can get a rebound tomorrow. But I think the pros are going to be a little bit more willing to sell the rallies until we get into that December time frame. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.